Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today we consider the book of John, chapter 10, the 10th verse. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amy was only 4 years old, but she would never forget that holiday weekend hayride with the family. The family was enjoying life together that day, thinking, it doesn't get any better than this. In the blink of an eye, it all came crashing to a halt, literally. A truck traveling at highway speed veered onto the shoulder and crashed into the trailer. Amy's parents jumped to safety just before the collision. The rest of the family didn't. Amy suffered broken legs and other serious injuries. The healing and return to the fullness of life would take some time. But her grandfather was killed. Amy would never forget that holiday weekend hayride. It is a natural question to ask why. In so many ways, tragedies seem inconsistent with how we think our loving Lord should let us experience life. Yet, Jesus' words remain true. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Fullness of life does not consist of merely having fun, laughing, and enjoying quality time with the family. While such blessings come from God, they are incomplete if the knowledge of why Jesus has come is missing. True fullness of life includes knowing that Jesus came to rescue the world from sin and defeat death forever. He came to be the answer for every tragedy that crashes into life. 4-year-olds like Amy aren't exempt from needing to know where to find true fullness of life. Christian teachers, even preschool teachers, won't dance around and avoid talking about death, thinking it's too deep a subject for our young students. The deep subject of death is answered by simple truths. God loved the world enough to send his Son into the world. God's Son, Jesus, lived without ever sinning so that he could die to pay for all the bad things we have done. After he died, he came back to life to prove that all who believe in him will live with him forever in heaven. What is fullness of life for Amy in terms a 4-year-old would use? Grandpa went to be with Jesus, and Jesus is with me while I get better until I see Grandpa again in heaven. We pray. Lord Jesus, you are life. You give us life. Answer our tragedies by turning our eyes to you, your forgiveness, and life with you forever. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.